morning.
How you doing?
Need to put your feet up or something, man. We wish we had a masseuse in here for you.
I'm about to go here pretty soon.
I heard the guys in the morning ask Tom Brady this, and I'm curious about you as well. What is the Sammy Morris routine on that plane ride home? What do you do? What do you think about? What do you think about? Talk about? What do you do?
I don't know. I'm a I guess a sore loser. I take everything I hate lose. I take it real personal. Just kind of reflect on the things that I could have did better, and really just kind of pout. I think I've always said that win or lose, I give myself till Wednesday to kind of regroup and get ready for the next week. But so only bad thing about that is when I lose, I have, forced to kind of pout a couple of days. So, but that's just kind of how I do it.
Well, Sammy, if you want to pout, don't watch Josh McDaniels celebrating after the game. You'll want to wring his neck. Calm down, Josh. It won game five. Big deal. But let me ask you, you said you think about the things you could have done better. What do you think you could have done better in yesterday's game?
I think the first thing that kind of jumps to my head is obviously the fumble there at the end. Even though we recovered it, I still think there's a, just no excuse for those kind of things. And, I try to pride myself on, having a, good ball security. And, I think I was, Ivan Fears, running back coach, was kind of saying that there was, I'm looking for more stuff that's not really there, that wasn't really there on that play. But, and I understand that. I just, that's the first thing that jumps out. And, again, just overall, just kind of finishing runs better, I think. And, but again, I'm my harshest critic, and really, I'll probably find 15 more things when I watch the film.
As a running back in the NFL, do you have the mentality that there is never an excuse for fumbling the football?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a guy just might come in and blindside you, and he's coming full speed, and you may be stopped or whatever. And but at the same time, it's I think the football, I look at it as the football being an extension of the team. And so every time I've got the ball in my hands, it's, I'm, again, carrying the team in my hands, basically. And, I'm sure there may be some, maybe weather or something like that. But still, I personally take it personal.
And some guys think about ball security so much that they, hold it with two hands. Do you ever feel like it's that necessary, that type of focus? And I would think that's probably going over the top and wouldn't allow you to be as instinctive as you need to be as a running back if you held it with two hands like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I could see, maybe like a weather game or something like that, or maybe just in the 4-minute offense, trying to run the clock out, that you're really not trying to break any long runs, but you are trying to really just kind of run the clock out and keep the ball in your hands. So I kind of take the approach that, depending on the situation, it's do what you got to do.
What's the best drill you've ever received on carrying the football? I remember, Tiki Barber, when he was with the Giants, he used to have a fumbling problem. Tom Coughlin came in and showed him something subtle, and then the fumbling went down dramatically. How about you? What kind of drill have you received that really worked for you?
Well, I just think here, I think, with Ivan, we'll, kind of keep it tight, and just have the other guy just kind of pound on it, and you're kind of getting in situations where, typically you wouldn't find yourself in, and you try to be boss, have strong ball security there. So when you get to the game, it makes it a little bit easier. And, I think a lot of it is just, just kind of focus.
Did the Broncos do anything dramatically different defensively in the second half from the first half?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's, obviously in the NFL, everybody, makes adjustments, and makes adjustments on the fly. And, then even, at halftime is where the biggest adjustments are made. But, I don't know if there was anything like I said, dramatically, that was kind of just like, that we were, caught by surprise with. But, again, I'll, get a chance to look at the film here pretty soon and really figure out what happened.
Was it my imagination, or were the running lanes harder to come by in the second half than they were in the first half?
To some degree, I think it's could have been, be a mixture of things. I don't know. I you know, the bottom before, you know, without looking at the film, I know the bottom line is, you know, we didn't get the job done. You know, so, and again, that's, you know, and I think that's us as an offense that we need to work on.
I was watching the game. I said this to Dale, even in the fourth quarter, and they're creeping closer. I felt like you guys had control of the game at all times, even like in the last four minutes. Did you feel that way too, that it was a game that, you know, given all respect to Denver, but it was a game that you guys let get away?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, I think we had our opportunities, came back with in the second half with the lead, and, you know, we let that dwindle away. And, you know, I mean, and again, it's, you know, Denver's a good football team. And, when you let them, you know, hang around and, you know, kind of get the, they kind of, you know, kind of builds their confidences, you know, that they can, you know, come back and win the game. And, you know, again, we let them hang around and do that.
Are those the ugliest uniforms you've ever seen in the history of professional sports?
Nah, I think the Eagles ones they had a couple of years ago were worse than that. But
I forgot about those.
Yeah. I think the socks were bad in this game, but I mean, uniforms weren't too bad, but those Eagles ones a couple of years ago were terrible. Yeah.
How was the weather? Was it as cold as it seemed there yesterday, or was it okay if you're playing football?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, it's it's cold. You know, I mean, I started my career in Buffalo, and obviously, you know, playing here now that I don't know, you can ever get, you know, used to it, but I think that you can, you know, mentally just kind of, you know, just kind of realize, all right, it was cold. There's nothing I can do about it. You just got to go play.
From your perspective and looking at this offense, that at least to our eye looking in doesn't seem to be performing up to the right level, what are the things that are just missing? What are the little elements that are just off that causes that to happen?
You know, I think it's, you know, I think it's a lot of things that we were doing, you know, a couple of weeks ago was that we're not doing now is just not consistently, you know, executing. You know, we'll kind of, you know, be, you know, play spotty in points and then kind of go like on a, you know, just kind of go flat there for a second. And, you know, I don't know. It's, I think it's just it's a matter of execution and, you know, and that's across the board, I think. And I don't know. It's just certain things where, you know, third down, we're not making a play or, you know, whatever it may be. We're just not making the plays that we need to make right now.
I should have asked you this question last week. It would have been better if I'd been smart enough to think of it. What do you think of the overtime procedure in the NFL?
I don't know. I'm fine with it, I guess. You know, I don't I think the college, I mean, that can actually, you know, I think that gets kind of ridiculous at times just because, you know, the way the games can be, you know, drawn out forever. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, make a stop. You know, you make a stop, you can get the ball back. I think people, and I'm with you, and people who criticize NFL overtime, they make it sound as if the person who gets the ball first is automatically going to score. And it doesn't have to be that way. You have good coverage and you make a stop, you can get the ball back.
Yeah. I don't know if I can see any other ways that are, you know, that would be, you know, not necessarily feasible, but just, you know, just another way that would work. You know, I think that's the
play that quarter. Maybe you could play that whole quarter out and then see what happens at the end of the quarter. But
Peter King, you know, in Monday Morning Quarterback said, make sure each team has a possession. Like, they go down a score, good for them.
Yeah.
You guys get a possession, they stop you, it's over. I mean, he just thinks that both teams should at least have an opportunity. You guys sitting there on the sideline because you lost a coin flip, basically.
Both teams do have an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, one defense and one on offense.
Yeah, no,
right.
I'm saying, if you make a stop, you have an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, but then I think, you know, the flip side of that is you do end up with the, you know, what if both teams score touchdowns? And it's, you know, it's either, you know, you're going to say it's going to be a tie or it's just, you know, keep going over and over. And that's, you know.
One of those days where nothing's going to look right anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tennessee comes in here, and this is the first time. Every game this season, you've played a team that has not lost. Every week this season. Until now, when you get to play a team that hasn't won a game this season, is that more dangerous?
I mean, I guess it can be. I guess, but you know, I think, you know, I personally, like, I won't, because I know that they still, you know, play great defense, and you know, and you know, I'll never, you know, kind of underestimate any team, you know, coming in, and you know, I mean, it's, you know, the NFL, they got great players, and. You know, and obviously a great defense, and You know, I think we're going to approach it as, you know, it's another week regardless of their record.
17 car wrecks on the ground, 3 in the air for you yesterday, right? And that's what you told me every time you carry the ball in the
car
NFL,
crash.
It's a car crash,
well,
right?
It's a 3-hour car crash. The game
yeah.
is a car crash, so yeah.
Well, best of luck to you this week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Sam-